Hey, what's up, everybody? Welcome to Trust and Believe today. Okay, what I do know is that a lot of people listen to podcasts and they feel like I'm going to learn a big lesson today or I'm going to get filled up with something. But sometimes for me, I think sometimes it's great just to talk or for me to listen. So I have to give you a little backstory so you understand why I'm just going to talk today. When I listen to podcasts, sometimes I love the host's personality so much, I kind of just want to be like, well, what's going on in your life for real? And, you know, I get on here and, you know, I research some things and I love talking about things that are important in my life or maybe that is bothering me and it's moving me to talk about something. But I said to myself today, I said, you know, while I have all these other topics and things to talk about, I was like, let me just talk to my people and just be less of Sean T and Sean Blocker today and be like, hey y'all, what's up? Like, I called you on the phone and this is what's going on in my life, and hopefully it'll bring us closer together. Now I know that I can't hear you talk back, however, what I do want you guys to do is constantly messages in the comments or leave a review, or especially on my Instagram page, because I get to actually see how you feel about some of the things that are going on in my life and what I'm talking about. So anyway, this is going to be a very chill phone call-like podcast with your boy Sean T, and I'm so excited to be talking to you today. Get ready to trust and believe in the realness.
Somebody say, hell yeah!
What's up?
He's better than Oprah. Come on, y'all.
This is Sean T, and it's time to trust and believe.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. How to get 30, 30, how to get 30, how to get 20, 20, 20, how to get 20, 20, how to get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month? Sold!
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Hey, what's up, y'all? All right, so I think usually when people get on the phone, they say, how are you? And I always find that to be, in America, I find that to be a really interesting question. And the reason why is because when I was about maybe 25 or 26, when I first started traveling internationally and I had to go to different countries and help open up gyms and develop personal training curriculums and group exercise curriculums in different countries when I didn't even speak the language, I would walk in to a gym or I would walk in to hang out with some friends and I would say, hey guys, how are you? And one time one of my friends was like, hey guys, how are you? He literally made fun of my voice and my accents, and he was just like, you know, you Americans always say, hey, how are you? But you don't really care how people are doing. And I was like, whoa, dude, like, calm down. I was like, damn. But you know, then I sat back and I thought to myself, I was like, well, he's kind of right. When you walk into a store, you're like, how are you? To the cashier or the cash or the salesperson. And if they really started telling you about how they were and how maybe their day was so amazing and this is why, or how jacked up their life was, you might be like, what did I just ask for? So anyway, I just think that's really funny, but I'm going to tell you how I am, and I'm going to be very honest. So truth be told is, while my life is going really well, I have a really great marriage, really great connected there. I have a really great, kids who keep me on my toes. They can be a struggle because they're three. And I have really great friends. I definitely have a good work environment, great work environment. I love the people I work with. Everything's great, but I'm definitely a little stressed. And it's so interesting. I know a lot of you may have listened to the episode of Trust and Believe with Mel Robbins. If you haven't, you need to go back and listen to it. But I was scrolling through Instagram this morning and I came across one of her posts and I just saw the photo. I actually didn't read the caption and I was like, oh my gosh, I miss her so much. And I sent her a text message and I was like, hey, how are you? And she was like, you know, this year has been, has really flipped everything upside down. And I was like, you know what? You're right. I said, but I'm actually taking a rule out of your playbook because you really helped me in a conversation that I had with her about, I guess it was before the pandemic. Wow. It seemed like yesterday. And so I said, I'm driving to Los Angeles tomorrow. Call me. I'll be in a car for 6 hours and let's chat. And I just thought it was really, really interesting that, you know, I was saying to myself how I'm a little bit stressed, but in a good way stressed, kind of. But a friend that reached out and I said, you know, how are you? And I was like, I'm stressed, but I'm good. I'm taking a rule out of your playbook. And she's going through something and I get to return the favor. And you kind of put things in a perspective on where you are. And so right now I'm just juggling. I mean, I've had some really horrible things happen this year, you know, with the boat accident, which a lot of you have heard about, but I've also had some really amazing things happen this year in terms of my profession and really trying to navigate my way through lots of turmoil. But then I start to put things into perspective and I'm kind of like, okay, we had the pandemic, and there were a lot of things that happened with the pandemic where the first 3 months we didn't have babysitters and, you know, running a business, the company went virtual and maneuvering our way through that. And then what happened with George Floyd, which really turned into just a really painful time for a lot of people. And then with the pandemic, you have the masks and just everything in the world just became divisive and political, which I think is just so crazy, which you already know how I feel about that. But when I think about all those things that happened, but then I think, well, I did have a really great pivot in my business. I bought an RV with my family, with Scott. You know, we just said, hey, let's do something different. Let's have fun. Scott's making me pay it off of my side hustle. A lot of people don't know I have a side hustle to make more money. And not because my career doesn't help me make money, but Scott's like, you ain't just going to be spending money to be spending money. You need to have a side hustle. I'm like, oh my God, but I love a good side hustle. And then just some other really great work things have happened that, and again, I have a good marriage and just my life in general is pretty good. And so when I balance out what's happened with what's happened in the world with the pandemic and Black Lives Matter and politics and the election, I'm like, yes, it is really jacked up. But then I look over here and I say to myself, well, these are the things that I created that actually make me feel really good. While life is bad and I'm definitely not ignoring the world, I can also fall back on some of the things that I've done that has kind of changed some things around. And with that, I'll pause and say, and ask you the question, if you were to right now look at everything that the world has given us, but if you balance that out, or if you look at that and you say, okay, well, what have I done so far this year? Where are you on a scale of 1 to 10? I've really been able to pivot and make things better, or I'm really stuck. So 10 being I've been better and 1 being like I'm stuck. And when I started to look at that and look at the gauge look at where I was on a gauge of I'm doing really good because I made something happen, or I just kind of let the world control me, then, you know, it kind of puts things, again, in a perspective to say, well, this is what you can do, this is what you have done, and these are the things that are giving momentum to actually come out of it on top. You know, I've had friends that their weddings have been canceled, vacations, and all the way to people who have lost their job and lost everything and had to move out of their apartment. So I had to move back home with their family as grown adults. You know, there's so many things that are happening that while I don't want to ignore that, one of the things that I did is I said, well, how can I make this work? Because if everybody's suffering, that means we're all kind of on a similar playing field. Not to say that, you know, not to say that some people don't have financial issues or stuff, but even people who, let's say people who may be fine financially, some people are struggling with domestic issues, like their spouses and them have been arguing more, or they're really stressed because their kids are in school at home. There's a lot. And it's really about if you take kind of like inventory on how you've actually pivoted and done the best that you can do to look back at 2020 and say, well, it was a pretty jacked up year, but what am I doing to make it the best that it can possibly be? And I don't want to undermine the fact that it's really tough for people, because it is really tough for people. It's not easy. But I also don't want to get rid of the fact that you have a tremendous amount of creativity and you're really strong-minded people out there. If you jumped in water and you put your head underwater, or if you jumped in a pool and you're like, I'm going to hold my breath as long as I can, you're going to hold your breath as long as you can until you swim to the top and you're able to breathe. You're not going to stay under there, right? When you can't breathe anymore, when you start to lose oxygen. And that's what I want you to think about, how you're going to continue to go through this year and how you're going to come out on top again is, you know, there are certain situations that keep us underwater, but at the end of the day, we have control of when we want to like swim to the top and how bad we want to really breathe in that good air.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Right? So I say all that to say that's really what's happening in my life at the moment, by way of being able to constantly look at what my day looks like, where the stress level is, and what I need to do to make it the best that I can possibly make it. I think a lot of you may be in my Dig Deeper Nation group on Facebook, or obviously you're here on YouTube, and I have YouTube workouts and Facebook workouts and what I've been doing every morning so far over the last week or so is starting out the morning doing 10-minute workouts with either people I'm working with or my team, because I just think it just starting out the day moving, and it doesn't really count as a workout, even though it's hard as hell and those workouts are really tough. Make sure you look at them on YouTube or Facebook, my workout playlist. But there was something where I said, when people move and they sweat and they feel good and they come together, you really are able to change the dynamic and what it is that you're doing and how your day is going to go. And I really enjoyed that. I used to teach 19 classes a week, and teaching group exercise to me is very easy, to the point where it's just fun. Now, I don't necessarily want to go back to teaching 20 classes a week, but group fitness has exercise in general has really, it saved my life and it changed my life. And so I figure if that's something that I can start my day out doing, then I'm probably going to be in a good space. And so that's the next thing I want to ask you. If you could start your day out doing the one thing that's really going to make you better. Now, what I want to do for a second is eliminate what people tell you to do, like meditation. Eliminate exercise for a second. I just want you to have a clean slate and not be persuaded by, you know, my views or what I do. And if you had a magic wand, you could say, I can start my day out doing X, and I would feel incredible. What would it be? Some people would say sex. Some people would say working out. Some people would say meditation. Some people would say eating. Some people would say calling my husband or wife who's in the military. You know, what is that one thing that you think would just really start your day out making you feel great? And I say, once you answer that question, is make that a reality. Make it happen as best you can. Most of the things that we love to do, or we can find things that we love to do that don't require money, doesn't require traveling anywhere, maybe going outside. But find that one thing that you can do every morning that makes you really happy. For me, I love seeing my kids wake up. Like, there are so many things that really help you shape the day. Last but not least, one of my favorite things is to have coffee. And what I used to do is get up early in the morning and I would go have coffee by myself. And then I would, you know, come back upstairs so that I can be with Scott and my kids. But when I get back, one of the things that I'm going to do is get up around 6:15 now and have my coffee at 6:20 and turn on. I don't like watching like CNN or Fox News in the morning, but I love Morning Express on HLN because it just kind of flips around and it's fun. And I have my coffee on and I get to see my friend Melissa Knowles on there. And I don't know, it's just something else. It's like, I was just asking you guys to figure out what it is that you should do in the morning to make you happy. And for me, it is having coffee alone and having my alone time. So, you know, find that one thing that's going to make you feel really great in the morning, and hopefully it will help you start your day off and just be a little bit better. Some other things that I want to do, and I think I've said this before, you know, I've really been thinking about what I can try and make happen that maybe takes a little bit of money and a little time and a little planning. And I really miss my friends. I'm not even gonna get like super emotional. I really, really miss my friends. I do pretty well with not seeing my friends because I think most of my friends I either see on the phone or I talk to a lot or we text or whatever. But COVID, just not being allowed to see my friends, has really created kind of a void in my heart. And so when we were sitting here at the Transformation Center today working, I posed a question to the team. I said, on a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss going to New York City? 10 being like, I miss it so much, I can't take it, like it's annoying. And 1 being like, I don't miss it that much. Now, for you, it could be Mexico. It could be going to your mom's house in Mississippi. It could be going to an amusement park. But I'd pose that next question to you. On a scale of 1 to 10, how much do you miss that thing that you love that will take some money and will take some time? Anyway, you probably want to know my answer. My answer for going to New York, well, listen, I'll tell you that after the break because, you know, I got to give y'all some info. We'll be right back. All right, I'm back. I know you're so interested on how much I miss New York City. But for me, it's funny. We were sitting at the table and Chip said 11 and Sam said a 10. I miss going to New York. And I said a 12. And Scott immediately was like, you can only use 10 because nothing's more than 100%. I always say that. I was like, there's no such thing as 120%. 100% or nothing. But anyway, and Scott said a 3. And I forgot to ask Scott, well, what is that one place? But anyway, I will tell you this. I know what that one place is for him. And it's vacation and it's flying. And Scott is someone that takes COVID very seriously. But we are going to go to Mexico for 5 days and to all-inclusive. And we do know that they practice good social distancing. And, you know, they have their whole plans on. And we're going to wear our little mask on the plane. But I know it's just one of those things where, listen, we got to do it. We're going to get our little COVID test. We're going to do the whole 9. But, you know, that takes some planning and it's really scary, you know, because we have been taking COVID very seriously and we have kids. But we were like, listen, we got to do this. We saw some friends go away and they were safe and they, you know, posted that, you know, a lot of these places are just taking it really seriously. And the other thing that I thought was really interesting and a really cool thing to hear, which Alex, who's the producer of this podcast, said is how appreciative people are who are in the service industry and they kind of rely on tips and just the energy of having guests. And these people actually really love their job and seeing people come from another country. So we're going to go to Mexico, and I'm really excited about that. So excited. It's going to be really fun. But Scott's really scared to get a COVID test put up his nose. But I said, you're going to have to get over it because we're going to have to do it. Anyway, I just posed that question to you because I want to know, where is it that you want to go? What do you want to do? Even if you're a person that's still quarantined, what are you going to do after the pandemic? And then the last question I have for today is, and this is something I've been really thinking about. I think about this all the time, is how are you going to make yourself healthy? How, you know, everyone's been talking about, you know, there's obviously a lot of this and that and the third about the mask. And there is something that a lot of people don't really talk about, in addition to health and fitness, is how are you making your immune system better? And knowing that our president was in the hospital because he tested positive for COVID. And one of the things that I read that he was on vitamin C, vitamin D, and just different cocktails that actually aid in boosting your immune system. It just made me think, because a lot of people were posting about it, you know, what are you doing to better your immune system in addition to bettering your, just your fitness or your abs, right? So how are you going to come out this pandemic all the way healthy? And just kind of segueing, that's why I'm really excited to talk to Mel tomorrow on the phone, because not only are we going to talk about, you know, fitness health, but we're going to dive deep into mental health and how those two things really go hand in hand, you know. So anyway, just giving you a little check-in. That's what's been on my mind. That's what I've been thinking. And I really hope that you are all out there keeping yourself healthy internally, fit internally and externally, keeping mental fitness. I definitely have been talking a lot about mental health quite often on my page and on my page's social media, because I just believe that.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free, or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Planning for your next trip?
Elevate your travel style with Quince.
Quince has all the jet-setting essentials you'll want for your next getaway, like European linen, premium luggage options, buttery soft Italian leather bags, and so much more. And it's all priced at 50 to 80% less than similar brands. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe and ethical manufacturing practices. Pack your bags with high-quality essentials you'll be wearing for vacations to come with Quince. Go to quince.com/pack for free shipping and 365-day returns.
Your mental health is just so important. I was actually talking to people, and I was saying, you know, if you have a cold or the flu or something like COVID, it's very easy for people to see that you're not well, right? You have a stuffy nose, you have a runny nose, you're fever, you're sweating, you puffy eyes, even if you have allergies. When you're sick, there are all of these things. When you're physically sick, there are all these things that show. So people are like, oh, you need to stay home because your nose is stuffy, or you need to stay home because you're coughing and I can get it. You need to stay home because your fever is 102. You should be laying down. But for some reason, when it comes to mental health and people say, I'm really stressed, or, you know, I'm having a tough time mentally, they say, oh, you know, go do this and you'll be fine. But they still have to show up to work, and they still have to, like, you know, I say suffer through the day, because mental health is just not looked at as something that's really important. Anyway, I know a lot of you out there suffer with some kind of mental health, well, whether it's from anxiety, depression, just marriage, mental issues, relationship and job, and all of those things matter just as much, if not more, than the common cold, right? I want you to take time to take care of yourselves, take care of your mental health, and just continue to breathe in that good air. And I'm going back again to the conversation I'm going to have with Mel Robbins, because I just, tomorrow, because I just believe that when you get on the phone with somebody, a friend or a loved one or a counselor or a therapist, and you're able to talk out these issues and, you know, kind of shoot the ideas back and forth, it really helps you. So don't be afraid to go get help for your mind. I know a lot of people don't see your stress, but it's there and it's validated. Another example that I use is when people have mental health stress, you ever drive down the street in a hot summer day, a straight road, and you see the heat waves and you can see it and you're like, whoa, I can't see it up close, but I can see it far away. I said that what if people who suffer from mental health could, what if they had those waves around their body? People would be like, oh my gosh, that person's sick or that person's mentally not there. Like, let's help them out. So because those waves don't exist to other people's eyes, make sure they exist to you in your mind. Stay connected to your body. Stay connected to your mind. Reach out to someone if you need help and do some things for the rest of the year that's going to make you feel better. One of the things you can do is join my Dig Deeper Nation group on Facebook. I give weekly workout calendars. There's a ton of accountability, and there's some inspiration, motivational videos that happen every single day. Continue to trust and believe in who you are. Please subscribe if you haven't already. Tell your friends about Trust and Believe, and please leave a review and tell me what you want to know more of or what you want to talk about more of. And I thank you for listening. I love you for listening and also for watching. Have an amazing day. My name is Sean T, and always trust and believe in the power of you.